Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Ramble Redhead, and I wanted to do a quick audio boo for you. Today is Sunday, and it's September the 4th, I believe. And I wanted to tell you something that I thought it's so ironic how things happen to all of us. And see, in the time machine, if you go back to April of 2009, as many loyal listeners know, then unfortunately, I lost my job. And unfortunately, so from April until November of that year, I was basically unemployed during the summer. And the thing was is that I devoted a lot of time recording interviews. And one of the things that I did is I heard about the gentleman with Sirius OutQ, which is Larry Flick. And what I did is I heard he had a morning show, and I wanted to get like a trial offer of Sirius XM Radio so that I could hear his show. And because I listened to his show, I listened to the next show, which is Frank DeCaro, I believe his name. And the running thing is that he had interviewed this woman who did what we call as the Sweet Cruises, which is, and I heard about it. And what I did is I emailed her about having her be a guest on my show. And then the funniest thing is that they replied and said, yes, they'd love to have her on the show. And then what happened is, like, not even a week later, I got an email from them that said, hey, we'd like to invite you to go on a week-long cruise for free as a member of the press. And I was like, hell yes, I want to go on a cruise. And then I found out that it was the second week of November of that year. And it was a lesbian cruise. And I really was kind of like, I don't know about me going on a lesbian cruise. And then at the time I tried to get Joe to go, but unfortunately work wouldn't allow him to go. And then the thing was I couldn't get any of my other friends to go, because of the fact that either they didn't have the money, they didn't have the time off, or whatever. So it was just really funny how all that happened. And then I thought, you know what, I'm still going to go on this cruise no matter what. But how often do you get a free cruise ever? And, you know, and it was like a $1,500, almost $2,000 cruise for free. Not $1,500. Oh my God, I set up Hobart. Anyway, so what happened was I go on the cruise, and I got to meet some amazing, talented artists that I had interviewed for the show. And it was so much fun. It was just incredible. And then the ironic thing is that I end up meeting some truly, truly fabulous ladies. And I met like six were like the core friends. And we all hung out together. We all had alcoholic beverages together. And I was their token gay. And they made me an honorary lesbian, which was fun. And I have to say that I had a blast. And so what was really kind of scaring me about going by myself and not knowing what to expect. And the thing is, what it turned out to be is probably one of the most amazing experiences that I ever had. And so I really met some truly wonderful people. And again, that was way back in November of 2009. Well, now flash forward to today. And what had happened was this lesbian couple who live in the San Francisco area had contacted me, said, hey, we're going to be in Chicago on Labor Day, and we'd love to see you if you'd be willing to come up and meet us. And I said, sure. So I drove up this morning, and we met, and we went and had lunch, and we went to Jared Donald's and got some deep dish pizza, and that was good. And then we just walked around and did the touristy things, and we went and saw the Marilyn Monroe statue, and I took a bunch of pictures. And then we also went to, which used to be called the Sears Tower, but now it's called the Willis Tower. And we went up, and they have the sky deck, and it has amazing views. And if you want to see some of the photos, you can go to my Twitter account, or you can go to my Facebook account. And so the bottom line of this whole audio boo is the fact that you never know what you can expect by doing something that is kind of outside your normal realm. And the thing is that because I did, I end up meeting some truly amazing people. And the reason I met these amazing people is because I lost my job. And because I lost my job, I listened to the XM radio thing. And then I heard about the cruise. And then I got to go on the cruise. And so all these different things, flash forward years later, I got to see this wonderful couple again. So I just thought it was so much fun, so cool. And I just thought I would share it with you. And so I hope that if you get an opportunity to do something a little bit outside the box, I hope that you do. And the thing is, don't be afraid to say hello to a stranger. Don't be afraid, because you never know, that person might end up becoming a really great friend. And they've even invited me to come out to San Francisco, which I'm really excited about that. So, okay, I'm going to go. I'm running out of time. So take care. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.